Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the short podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And it's short because this is a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media. And people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking, which, to be clear, is the best part when y'all comment on each other's thinking.
Oh, for sure.
We love that.
Yeah, I mean, we comment on what people are doing, but when they comment on each other's, that's super cool. When they say, I did that too. All right. So this week, our math problem was 2/8 times 4/5. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast. Solve before you listen. The problem is 2/8 times 4/5. Solve it and then come on back to how here we're going to, how. Just listen.
How's it going?
That's it.
There we go. Just listen. Just do it. Just do it. All right, Kim, you go first.
Okay.
2/8, the fraction 2/8 times the fraction 4/5.
All right. I like this one because 2/8 is 1/4. And 1/4 of 4/5, 1/4 of 4 anythings. It's just one of them. So 1/4 of 4/5 is just 1/5.
Nice. And it's funny, I wrote 1/4. I'm not sure why, but I'll fix that now.
Lots of fours.
Yeah. As you said it, you literally said 1/5 and I wrote 1/4 and I was like, no. So then I had to like, let's fix that. Okay. So.
Oh, I'm so mad now.
Ugh. Oh, did you want to do something else?
Well, no, maybe I'll do it another time.
Well, I don't know what I think about this, but so I agree with you that 2/8 is 1/4, is equivalent to 1/4. So 1/4 of 4/5, I was going to think about 1/4 as 1/2 of 1/2.
Okay.
So 1/2 of 4/5, 1/2 of 4/5. If I had 4 things, 4/5, 1/2 of that would be 2/5.
Okay.
But I need 1/2 of that because I'm finding 1/4 and 1/4 is 1/2 of 1/2. So 1/2 of 2/5 would be 1/5. That'd be another way of thinking about it. The thing that you wish you would have done? Were you thinking percentages?
I was. I'll do it another time.
You don't want to do percentages now?
I mean, I can if you want me to, but.
Well, were you think, I'm super curious. Were you thinking 80%?
Yeah, like 4/5? Yeah, I was thinking 1/4 of 80%, which is 20%.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I was gonna
go 80% of 1/4, but okay.
80% of 1/4.
Yeah, and you just when you said percent, then I started playing. Is that right?
I don't know. Is that right? Okay.
Well, because then you said you said you would think of 1/4 of 80%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had just written 80% of 1/4.
But do you think that better?
No, I like yours way better.
That's why I was like, oh, I guess it's possible.
Especially if you think of 1/4 as like 25.25, 80% of that, yuck. No, but 1/4 of 80%,
yeah,
is what, 20%, and that's equivalent to the 1/5 that we had found. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. All right, everyone. We can't wait to see what you are thinking, and we mean it. Share your strategy. Represent your thinking. And while you share it with us, tell the world on social media that you love Math Strat Chat.
And you might be thinking, why do they always tell us to post our strategies? So y'all, one of the reasons is when you commit, and you actually post your strategy, your brain will get more ingrained. You'll feel that strategy more. You'll get that track in your brain will be a little bit more well-traveled. But secondly, it will help us spread the Math is Figureoutable movement because the more people that will post with Math Strat Chat, the more the world sees people chatting about their strategies, the more we can get more people saying, hey, what's happening there? That's interesting. Hmm. And we can open the door to mathematics, to more and more people, which we like to do. So why
I'm
there,
not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I much prefer seeing people who have taken a picture of their handwritten work.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's super fun. I mean, you can type it, but if you want to be cool, take a picture of what you're writing.
And while you're there, tag me and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And then check out the MathStratChat problem that we'll post every Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And come back here and we'll tell you how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar from May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn four routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.